Last week I was in Luxembourg and Brussels working with an extraordinary range of people, all of whom were from within the European Commission. So there were middle managers, there were senior leaders, there were directors, and it was just a wonderful experience, really. Starting in Luxembourg in a truly historic location, namely the Robert Schuman building. And Robert Schuman is the man who, the French Minister of Finance, many, many years ago, took up the ideas of Jean Monnet and proposed that if Europe was ever going to avoid having the catastrophic kind of consequences of conflict that had produced the First World War and the Second World War, it would absolutely need to do something different. So his proposal was, back in 1950, that the Germans and the French stop arguing about iron and steel in the Ruhr and who was going to have best use of it, and actually come together and form the European Coal and Steel Community, because coal and steel are crucial elements to the manufacture of armaments. And if that was not controlled by one country, if it was actually a shared endeavour, it would make it much harder for one country to go at other countries and make war. Thus the origins of the European Union. And it could be said to have been a rather successful endeavour, because despite all the talk about, you know, straight bananas and regulation length cucumbers and so forth, fact of the matter is, since that time, since 1950, Europe has enjoyed the longest sustained period of peace in the last 2,000 years. We've grown up at a time when war has not been the norm in Europe, and it's very easy to forget how, for a long period of time, it was the norm, and peace was just an aberration in between. So anyway, there I am in the Robert Schuman building, in the actual chamber where the original delegates would meet, with the translation booths high up in the second floor, looking down on where we were, all the flags of the nations there, and working with this wide variety of very intelligent and very committed people, looking at how can they address some of the kind of challenges that any manager, any team leader, any director has if they're seeking to achieve really great performance. And so we found ourselves working in a very interactive way, and in some ways I think this was a surprise for people. Certainly what we were focusing on had come out of a lot of consultation with them about what would they find most useful. So that's what we were doing. We started with what? The most common experience, I think, for people in many organizations, namely overwhelm and what to do about it, how it is constituted, how one begins to engage with it, and how to change it going forward. Now, this all came about because key people from different directorates within the European Union had attended ITS trainings and knew that what we were doing would be useful for colleagues, and over several years have thought about how this could best be accomplished, and eventually here we were doing it. So there was actually something else going on here too, which was here are people who work within particular directorates, and the danger of being siloed is very great, and the mindset that goes with that. So actually there was an additional kind of benefit to the day, because we had people from all sorts of different departments and directorates working together. And indeed, every time we came to do an exercise, I would say, work with a stranger. And the net result was that people had lots of contact with colleagues and found this really rather enriching. So anyway, from the Robert Schuman building in Luxembourg to the Robert Schuman district of Brussels, which is right next to the European Commission HQ, and working again with a lot of people, very committed and unused to having so much interactivity. Indeed, as the day went on, people were skipping breaks or delaying them in order that we could have more time for discussion. So it was a very rich and rewarding experience. And I found it, I think, probably exhilarating and exhausting in about equal measure, but so worthwhile. And the feedback has now started to come back, and I've seen it, and it's very positive, and it's the beginning of something, so we'll see where it goes. But that was also a lovely piece of feedback for me at the end of the final day in Brussels, when somebody came up to me and said, "I now realize that the best presenters and trainers also not only need to be in charge of their material and in command of the experience and so forth, but they also need to have the talents of a stand-up comedian to guide us through the peaks and troughs." And I said, "These are wise words." And they are, because I think we were all on a journey, and the journey is going to continue. So, till the next time.